Welcome to Look Who's Talking, and we have someone else from the Level 2 Project group, and today we'll be talking with Olivia, who's going to enlighten us about the amazing topic that she researched. So would you like to tell us a little bit about the title and what it was that you looked at, and perhaps what inspired you to think of that topic?
My project title was called The Men Who Conquered Everest. When I say that title, most people thought of Sir Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing, who conquered the mountain in 1953. However, I was talking about Mallory and Irvine, who I believe conquered the mountain in 1929. And in my project, I looked at evidence for that and came to the conclusion of what I thought had happened. I chose the topic because I am interested in English and history. My uncle's a very keen mountaineer, and I found that book at his house, and when inquiring about the story, I found the story very interesting.
Thank you. And then thinking about the inspiration and the places that you went to for research, clearly you got family connections there. So what were the places that you chose to visit to try to find out a little bit more about the topic? Or people that you spoke with?
I did speak to my uncle, because he has very good background knowledge of the event. During my research, because there is obviously no one alive who was on the expedition, and no one alive around that time that I could talk to, I did refer a lot to primary evidence from the trip, and that was from notes made by members of the 1924 expedition and things like that.
Thinking more about the process then of conducting all the research, how would it compare, or how does it compare with the way that you would normally work in another GCSE lesson? Is it similar? Is it different? And in what ways?
I think it's very different, because with EPQ you very much work individually and you get to know your own strengths through the project, whereas if you're working in a classroom you've always got the support of the teacher and you're learning new things, whereas with EPQ you've chosen the topic yourself and chosen to research what you want to research. I also found that very helpful, because the way we had to set out our project, what we had to include in it, and the way we had to research was similar to the way we have to research things at university. So it's really helped me and given me an insight into what I will have to do when I go on to university.
And how did you find that difference, the sort of not being cast out adrift on your own, but certainly not having the same degree of support as you would get in a lesson? Was that actually liberating, or was it worrying, or a combination of all of the above?
I think it was quite difficult working, you know, on your own and having to find your own sources of evidence. But I'm glad that I've proven to myself that I can do it, and I would love to do another EPQ in the future.
Well, that's quite a nice segue into the Level 3 EPQ in sixth form. So from what you've just said, is it fair to say that you've not been put off? You've not found it so demanding that you'd rather not use up that time again?
No, I haven't been put off, because when I first started EPQ, I didn't really know what it entailed. But now I feel a lot more confident to go into a project like EPQ and be successful in the outcome.
And thinking about the specific skills, if you're able to do that, can you think of... You mentioned that it's provided a good preparation for university in the way that you'd work there, but are there any specific skills that you picked up during the course of it that you could put your finger on?
Yeah, I think there are quite a few, including writing skills. I mean, because I'm at GCSE level now, we've done quite a lot of writing in English for our GCSEs, but writing and stating evidence, it's so much more different than kind of explaining something and describing something. So I've learned how to set my project out like that and how to word it properly, and also the layout and what I have to include, including doing like a bibliography and references, etc.
What do you think were the high points for you, or what was the high point, the thing that really stands out as being amazing, or maybe even the low point to give balance? Is there anything that's, that particularly stands out?
During, like, what I enjoy about my projects?
Yep.
When I first started, because I knew I had to do, like, 2,000 words, I think it was, and I didn't know how I was going to do it all, and when I first started, I had to come up with a certain title, and I didn't want it to be too broad or too narrow, because I wanted to get the right number of words down, and so I found it quite difficult getting a suitable title for the project. A high point is probably when I was doing my project, I really enjoyed researching all the evidence and stating the evidence and finding out my point of view and coming to a considered conclusion, having thought about different areas of it.
Thank you. And we'll just round up then. Imagine you were speaking to some Year 10s about to start it. What kind of advice would you give to them?
When I first started, I was quite narrow-minded. I knew I wanted to do something, but I had to change it in the end because it was too narrow a topic. And I would just say, be open-minded. And once you have got that correct title, be focused on answering the question and don't waste your words on not talking about what your essay wants.
That's very, very good advice, actually, something we could all learn from. I'm going to say thank you very much indeed for spending some time with us today, Olivia. That's been incredibly illuminating for me, and I'm sure it will be for our listeners.
Oh, thank you.